Province, your news. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start on the international front. Airlines worldwide are scrambling to fix a software glitch affecting Airbus A320 aircraft. Several carriers have already announced delays or cancellations after alerts that as many as 6,000 planes in the skies may need updates. The European plane makers warned of possible global flight disruptions ahead of the busy holiday travel season. It's urging clients to take immediate precautionary action, saying a technical malfunction was picked up on a flight by American low-cost airline JetBlue last month. The company's given more details about the software issue, saying solar radiation may corrupt data critical to flight controls. Airbus has added it could affect a substantial number of in-service A320 family planes. While most aircraft will be updated within hours, hardware replacements for 1,000 could take weeks. Airbus has apologized for the inconvenience, while regulators stress that passenger safety remains the top priority. Here at home, a national prosecuting authority head, Shamala Butoye, says that public confidence in the justice system is at stake. She's told the Inkabinde inquiry that serious red flags in the KZN Hawkshead, Johan Boysen's racketeering authorizations led her to appoint the de Kock panel in 2019. She says the panel later found the authorizations were unlawful and highlighted procedural irregularities.
The report that I received at the time raised red flags, and I needed to then decide what to do to consider this. As a national director, as a responsible national director, when there are red flags, you cannot bury your head in the sand.
EFF leader Julius Malema says the party will continue picketing outside the Constitutional Court until judgment is handed down in the Palapala matter. The party marched to the Concord in Bramfontein yesterday, demanding a ruling in the case heard last year. The scandal centers around the theft of millions of rands in foreign currency from President Cyril Ramaphosa's Limpopo farm in 2020. The EFF approached the Apex Court seeking a ruling against the National Assembly's decision not to adopt the findings of the independent panel report. The panel concluded that Ramaphosa had a case to answer. Malema addressed a gathering on Constitutional Hill yesterday.
They have already made judgments on cases that came after us, but Palapala is a difficult case. We need to tell the Chief Justice that for as long as Palapala is not released, every month we are going to come here to make a picket in demand of the release of the Palapala report.
The National SAPS has joined the search for two cop killers in Gauteng. The police's Atlende Marte says the officers were conducting crime prevention duties when they were gunned down in Ivory Park in Johannesburg last night. She says the suspects fled the scene with two SAPS pistols, a rifle and cell phones.
General Fanima Simola says the ongoing attacks and killing of police officers who are on and off duty undermines the authority of the state. Between the 1st of April and the end of September, the SAPS sadly lost six police officers that were killed in the line of duty. We are doing everything possible as management to ensure members are always operationally ready to respond to the call of duty.
In the northeastern parts of KZN today is under a yellow level 2 warning. Severe thunderstorms are expected, bringing heavy downpours, damaging winds, hail and lightning to the region. Residents and motorists have been urged to watch out for possible flooding. Durban's reaching a high of 27 degrees, Maritzburg and Moy River 29, Richards Bay 33, Margate and Newcastle 28, Ulundi 35, Kokstad 23, Ladysmith 30, 24 for the Berg. Sea swells are reaching 2.5 meters at the Durban beach this morning. Sunsets at 19 minutes to 7. There's a northeasterly wind of 14 k's per hour. Cape Town 24 degrees, Johannesburg 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.